As the beloved Lanto speaks his heart to us, we ask the expansion of our own heart's flame to carry to him our love and thank him for all that his love has done for us throughout the centuries. Now, may we give back to life every possible assistance with his help, and wherever we can, may that unfed flame be called forth to hold its dominion until the fullness of its victory is eternal. Beloved ones of our family of freedom, we welcome you tonight into the powerhouse of greater freedom. And may you feel with every fiber of your being the power of that unfed flame and the other activities of the sacred fire that are pouring forth for your blessing and for the stabilization of your nation and the world. Tonight, from the heights of cosmic power and love and purity, inconceivable to the human intellect, and there comes forth the cosmic action of that which will help to hold protection for all within your borders who really want the great God perfection of life and have taken their stand to there abide until the fullness of its power is released into outer conditions. Those who will minister tonight are drawing a focus in their combined action of the greater power of cosmic activities, both the cosmic light and the sacred fire of individual radiation, for the blessing of all who are coming to the Royal Teton tonight to absorb of its increased outpouring, that they may feel its greater protection about them and know they are a part of the great sacred fire and outpouring which the cosmic law has chosen to establish there for the freedom of this nation. Tonight, in combination with the outpouring at the Royal Teton, will there also be an increased action from 8 other retreats on the North American continent that will combine in their release tonight for further assistance to the people of the light. It is not necessary for you to know where those other retreats are. Just feel that more and more of this cosmic power of the sacred fire and cosmic light is focusing within the borders of this nation and also within the three Americas. Because of the attention of the rest of the world, those channels that are destructive, in their attention upon America, it becomes vitally important that we increase as powerfully and rapidly as possible every activity and every call for the sacred fire and the victory of the cosmic light to come forth within the borders of this nation. So those of you who come with the love and gratitude to your mighty I Am presence, to the great beings who will gather at the Royal Teton, you will enter in, as it were, to the arms of the sacred fire, and may it blaze around you the protection that enables the unfed flame in your hearts to reveal to you the greater powers, the greater activities that are necessary in your individual service to life that will more powerfully protect all that is constructive around you. The beings who will pass the way of the Royal Teton tonight will shed their radiance to the nation. And those who are privileged to come within the radiation of the retreat and behold the mighty cyclopeia's outpouring will be privileged indeed as he draws in cosmic action the power of sight, inner and outer, to more powerfully see perfection within your nation and see protection around your nation. This is of national import as well as world import. And in the outpouring to the principal large cities of the world tonight by the mighty Cyclopeia, we trust with your calls, your assistance, to intensify as rapidly as possible every conceivable outpouring to hold that which is of the light protected and expanding. We will do everything the cosmic law permits, and with your presence there, since you represent the people of America, we trust we may charge in and around each of you powers that will bless you and protect you, but which you will not necessarily be aware of in your outer conscious direction. We are going to try an experiment tonight and draw around you the use of some of these greater powers of protection that the very atmosphere in which you move will be your protection to a large degree. It is an insulating, all-powerful activity of the sacred fire and cosmic light. And in doing that, we hope to stabilize wherever you may move other constructive activities and give assistance perhaps to individuals and channels that you're not aware of at all in the intellect. We are going to try to draw the powers of the sacred fire and cosmic light around you. This naturally will greatly increase the perfection of your own affairs. You'll feel a much greater power of victory. But our purpose in doing this is to cause to go into action through the substance around you, a protection in outer activities to all who are trying to hold to that which is right in the midst of the pressure of the shadows against them. So the power around you can become the protection of other activities that are constructive beside just your own individual affairs. We are experimenting with this, and I hope we'll be successful. You may feel the added power greatly increased, and I trust it will not be a strain upon any of you. But as you move among the other people of the world, it will be very much easier for the power around you to go forth without even your conscious knowledge and strengthen and protect that which is constructive wherever you move. In doing this, naturally there are those whose service is to hold that power protected about you and keep it concentrated and stand between that power and the destructive forces. If we can draw a certain amount of this around individuals in the outer world who are trying very bravely to do right and to hold to the honor of life, we think we can establish permanently a certain power of this protection around individuals that otherwise might be used by destructive forces because they are not aware of what the destruction is that is intended. This way, it is an increased protection, not only to those who serve the light, but to those who are trying to serve it, and yet do not seem strong enough to hold their own until they extricate themselves from the destructive forces that are trying to use them. You will find this will be of great benefit in many channels of the government activities, the business activities of your land. You have no responsibility concerning it, except to hold the harmony as best you can, and remember that its presence around you has been drawn to give assistance to individuals and conditions that we are extricating from the control of the sinister force. It has, through hypnotic power, drawn many activities under its control and many individuals, most of whom do not want to remain under its control. But they see no way of releasing themselves. This, we trust, will enable them to have the strength and the power to at least make the effort to free themselves from the domination of forces that they do not really wish to serve. Much of this pressure is worldwide and has been consciously directed against those who were caught unknowingly, so to speak, by the destructive activities, but whose life streams do have great light and great power, which we hope to draw into outer conditions, not only to save them, but to weaken the destructive forces. So, beloved ones, tonight, I will not keep you long, but we trust you will enjoy the power tonight of the music, as well as the intense radiation of those who have come from Venus and are already pouring their heart's flame in concentrated, combined action, both within the audience chamber and in other places in the retreat, from which all who come tonight may draw without limit. And please know that once those activities of the sacred fire and cosmic light have entered into your life, they are never withdrawn. Therefore, that of which you have become a part by coming to the Royal Teton comes now into outer, more powerful action to accomplish its victory over the destructive forces and to bring freedom to all individuals who are working to that end. So, the outpouring from those from Venus is increasing with very great intensity. And as the mighty Cyclopea adds to that, the power from the realms of which he is master, I trust you may be so absorbed into the flame of his heart that you will feel completely at one with him and with those from Venus who are anchoring their power together to more quickly protect the nation and release it from that which is of the shadows. We trust that this combined action, as it goes forth to the principal large cities of the world, will enter into the mental and feeling world of the other nations of the earth, and not only awaken, but stimulate the desire in the masses of the people to throw off all hypnotic control and take their stand for the light, regardless of all seeming power of the darkness. And as the beloved Master Jesus intensifies through the retreat in Arabia his outpouring of the blue ray, I trust you may all remember clearly your part of that activity and the power he has loaned you and will increase around you as you give this your attention and recognize his blue flame presence in action everywhere. Do not fail to remember that in turning your attention to him and holding the picture of his blue flame presence, with your love to him, you become a part of his blue flame presence, not only around yourselves, but of his use of that blue flame to the earth. You become then part of the legions of that blue flame to more quickly raise all upon earth into his perfection as he promised. So tonight, it is a cosmic moment of great import, and every conceivable assistance will be showered upon all who are trying to hold to that which is right. May you come under the escort of the beloved Godfrey, the precious Nada, and many of those who have been with you more frequently than you realize. Tonight, they will render you a tremendous service as you come and go from that magnificent powerhouse of God's love and mercy and victory to the earth. For you come, my dear ones, to receive of your victory, and the power by which we surround you comes to bring America her victory, that the earth may be free. So in the love which we bear to you, in the unfed flame in your hearts, we enter in tonight. And may you feel the cosmic action of that assistance to the earth which comes from Venus and comes from the seven mighty Elohim as the outpouring of mighty Cyclopea takes its dominion in the country and throughout the world. May its power release in boundless onrush and invincible victory. And may the mantle of my love as the guarding presence of the Royal Teton be the guard about you to make you feel your closeness and your oneness with this service and trust of life, which it is our privilege to use. May you go forward and become one in the fullness of its glorifying presence. Thank you. With all my love. Beloved Lanto, thank you for your love to us tonight. May those under this radiation be so clothed in the power from the Royal Teton that wherever we abide, everything possible may be done for those under this radiation and through us to America and through America to the world. Until the light in the desire world of mankind becomes the illumining, revealing presence that makes them strong enough to stand against everything that is not the perfection of God for eternity. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all of this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such invincible victory over all in this world. That wherever we abide, everything the great ones have given us or want to do through us comes into outer physical action and holds command forever. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, clothe us with the invincible victory of your own heart's feeding to life and your almighty command of all things in this world. Beloved Lanto and all who minister through the Royal Teton, we send you the flame of love from our hearts and ask you to make us feel your heart's feeding to life and your heart's power to hold protection and victory for all that is constructive within our land and then throughout the world. To the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kamaras, the seven mighty Johans, the seven great archangels, do we call as never before for your visible, tangible presence with us. Clothe us in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim and make everything that lives see it in through and around us and see that it holds command for eternity. And beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and become one with the sevenfold flame of thou, and cutting us free from all connection of the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world but not of it, and pouring into its distress the great command of life for the descent of the sacred fire that holds invincible command for eternity. Compel its perfection into action. Now let the power of the Royal Teton clothe those under this radiation with victory indescribable and invincible protection for eternity. And we thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have and raise it all to our beloved mighty I Am Presence and all the great ones, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, charged with the one mighty stroke of that world enfolding flame of such invincible victory and power from the Royal Teton, as to forever compel God's invincible victory wherever human creation seems to be. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth all it contains into the outer hands and use of those under this radiation, expand it in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that's not of the light, and make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world, to command, compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, as soon as possible, according to the wisdom of the great divine plan. To this end, do we move into action and stand at our post of duty and face and conquer everything that is of the shadows by the victory and the power of the sacred fire and all that is of the light. Now let us bless the incoming new year with the mightiest invincible miracles and blessings and victories of the ascended masters in full possession and command of all under this radiation forever. We say to the incoming year, God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. We love you, we love you, we love you. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you forever, forever, and forever for all the perfection that is to be, and with all of the perfection that is to be, and we hold invincible victory here forever.
And we hold invincible victory here forever.
Almighty I am, almighty I am, almighty I am. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them be our messengers, convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations, and all the invincible victory without limit from the ascended master's octave in the sacred fire and cosmic light of 1,000 suns to come forth in quick descent, clothe those under this radiation with God's invincible freedom and protection and victory without limit, and then see we give it everywhere we abide until all stand ascended and free without passing through the change called death. Now as we receive our blessing of eternal peace, may the love from the heart of the central sun in its miracle power and victory and honor flame without limit clothe those and come under this radiation and come forth in quick descent to hold power here without limit forever in command.